Chapter 8. The End of the Battle at Red Cliffs. By now, Cao Cao had only 300 men. Most of them were hungry and tired. When the road went two different ways, Cao Cao sent a few men each way. The men came back and reported the bigger road was easy to travel. The other way led to a smaller mountain path. However, they could see some smoke rising from there. Cao Cao thought the smoke was only a trick. He took the mountain path. It was difficult to go quickly. By the time he arrived at the Huarong path, his men were all very tired. Then, Guan Yu attacked Cao Cao. At first, Cao Cao wanted to fight. However, his men were in no shape to fight. He decided to ask Guan Yu to let him get away. He hoped that Guan Yu would remember their past battle. At that time, Cao Cao had let Guan Yu live. Guan Yu would not listen to Cao Cao at first. He knew the difference between following his own feelings and doing his job as a soldier. Cao Cao begged for his life. Guan Yu finally let Cao Cao pass through. Cao Cao came out of the path. He looked back at his men. Only 47 men were behind him, even with so few men. Cao Cao could go back home safely. However, Guan Yu was in trouble now. After all, he let Cao Cao escape. Now he had to return to Liu Bei's camp. Zhu Zheliang met him at the camp. He asked, "How did Cao Cao get through the Huarong path?" Guan Yu said, "I let Cao Cao escape. I am ready to die for it." Liu Bei asked Zhu Zheliang not to do anything to Guan Yu. Guan Yu could make up for his failure to kill Cao Cao in the future. Zhu Zheliang agreed. After that, all of the men in Liu Bei's camp celebrated. Back at the river, Zhou Yi also celebrated with his men. He sent a report to Sun Quan. For a time, peace came to those three heroes and to the Great River.